With Radio K-Man Sports, I'm April Cummings. K-Man's women are back in action Friday night in their second Group C match of the CONCACAF W qualifiers. After a difficult start against Bermuda with a 4-0 loss, players say the team has responded by doubling down on preparation and togetherness. Kalia Ebanks says the message has been to carry the lessons from training straight into the Guatemala match.
I want us to continue to be competitive all throughout the game, be positive, stick with each other, and just take what the coach has taught us for the last couple of weeks into the game.
Defender Courtney Hicks says one big difference this time is continuity in the squad.
We've been playing with the same players consistently more often for this match, so hopefully the connection between all of us is better.
Up front, striker Tamoy Phillips says that consistency has translated into sharper sessions and a stronger mindset heading into Friday's game.
We didn't come off of the gas. We kept on training. And I feel like we're in a really good position to put out a good result Friday.
Tamoy adds K-Man is comfortable wearing the underdog label and wants to surprise a few people at home.
No one's really expecting much from us, and I just want us to go out there and show people what we can do and to show them what we've been working on leading up to this game.
Friday's clash with Guatemala is part of the regional pathway to the 2026 CONCACAF W Championship, the FIFA Women's World Cup, and the Olympic Games. Kickoff is at 7 p.m. at the Truman Bodden Sports Complex, and you can get tickets at Tickets Plus. K-Man's junior rugby team shined bright in North Carolina as they competed at this year's Rugger Fest over the weekend. The Tradeview Market under 14 girls, the Agency under 14 boys, the Danesmead under 16 boys, and the Elite Marbling under 19 girls brought out their A game at the international tournament. On day one, the under 16 boys beat the Highland Buzzards 21-0, following that up with a 20-19 win over Wando in game two. Liam Cook was the man of the match. The team traveled back to K-Man today. Stay tuned to Radio K-Man Sports for final details about the event. And from the ocean to the fairway, organizers say Friday's Swinging for Swimming was a big success. Here's Radio K-Man's Carsley Fuller.
15 teams supported aquatic sports in the Cayman Islands with a, quote, fantastic afternoon in the sun at the North Sound Golf Club. The Cayman Islands Aquatic Sports Association says the annual fundraiser plays an important role in supporting all aquatic disciplines like swimming, artistic swimming, water polo, and open water events. The winning teams were CML, who took home the first place prize, followed up by Crow in second place and Track in third. Individual competition winners included Dara Murphy, who took home the men's longest drive, Sam Widmer, women's longest drive, Matt Walker, men's nearest to the pin, and Lisa Yoon, women's nearest to the pin. While no one drove away with a car for a hole-in-one, the overall nearest to the pin prize went to Phil Ruffalo. CSS says the support helps provide opportunities for Cayman athletes to train, travel, and compete, and strengthens aquatic sport across the country. Reporting for Radio K-Man Sports, I'm Carsley Fuller.
And that is your local sports on this Monday. I'm April Cummings from Radio K-Man's Newsroom.